and we are getting ready to go there. Whew, Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, the true reason for this season, we just want to come before you and glorify your name and magnify your name and just lift you up, Father, not asking for anything, but just saying thank you, oh God. Thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for sending, for giving up your only son so that we may be returned to right relationship with you, Lord. We just want to say thank you, Father, for the two women of God whom you touched and brought together through Artists International to bring us into the TMC Telecommunications Sanctuary, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. PK Roberts. Lord, we just want to praise and magnify your name, Lord. We're not asking you for anything, Heavenly Father. We just come to glorify you this morning, to lift you up and to magnify your name. We thank you, Father, because we are able to be here, joined together this morning, to be enriched, empowered, and enhanced as we begin our day, O Lord. So we just give you all the glory. We thank you for the mouthpiece with the message for this morning. We thank you, and we know that the word will come forward unhindered, uninterrupted, and uncontaminated, uncompromised, oh God. We know that we are going to be blessed this morning by the word of God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you because we know that we know that we know without you we would be a mess. So again, we just glorify your name. We magnify your name. We praise you and lift you up. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen and amen. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Kai. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Take it away.
Praise God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Kai, for greeting and seating everyone this morning and opening up the call with that powerful, powerful prayer. And I truly, truly love that tag. True treasure is Christ Tuesday. True treasure is Christ Tuesday. I'm letting the days go by so fast here. I'm jumping ahead of myself. But I thank God, and I say good morning to each and every one of you this morning. My name is Minister Brenda Terrell, and I am in Ocean Springs, Mississippi, and I greet you and say welcome once again to the Master's Call. And we're so delighted and excited that you're here with us this morning. And if it's your first time on the call, we welcome you with a special welcome. And we thank God for you. You're in for a treat this morning, I tell you. We're so grateful for this call, which started in October 2010 by two phenomenal women of God, and they are our co-pastors. And they're Dr. P.K. Roberts, which we call Dr. Dimples, and then we have Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we call our Mother Eagle. This call is about honoring and glorifying our Father, our Savior, our Lord, our Master. And so we encourage you to invite your family and friends to tell them that this is a wonderful, wonderful way to start their day. So our call is based on the scripture, Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. We also have a mission statement, which is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Now, we also have a wonderful website that you must go to, and there you can get all our messages that have been archived and also get to read on the bios of our speakers. And that website is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. So we're encouraging you to go to that website. And also, if you'd like to help give a donation to Pastor Everett in Detroit, Michigan, where his ministry had endured a severe damage, and no gift is too small. So if you go there, you'll see the link there. And if you desire to become a part of this ministry, or if you have any prayer requests or praise reports, please submit your request to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And then Dr. Vanessa or Minister Robin, who's our prayer general, will contact you. Now, many of us are distributors with the greatest health and wellness company on this side of heaven that changes lives daily, and that company is Artists International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family, and I tell you, it's a faith-based, Christian-based company, and we're so proud of that. And to get more information about this awesome company, you can get with the person that invited you to this call, or you can get on the motivational call, which we have every morning, Monday through Fridays, with our dear Platinum President, Dorothy Cook, who we call the Godmother, and a team of leaders right after this call. And that number is 530-881-1300. Again, that's 530-881-1300. And then the PIN is 539-598-POUND. That's 539-598-POUND. Now, if you missed our latest celebration, I can't help to tell you that we did celebrate our very own Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon in celebrating her birthday last week. And I tell you, this awesome woman of God is so dear to us as well as to the masses. So you might want to help celebrate and bless her by going to her PayPal account. And it is Dr. Vanessa PPD at yahoo.com. And you could do it anytime. So just write it down. It's Dr. D-R-V-A-N-E-S-S-A P-P, Paul David at yahoo.com. And because this lady deserves it, she's to be celebrated all month, I say. And, again, she is a blessing to the masses. So I'm going to get out of the way and turn it over to our dear, dear, phenomenal woman of God, one of our co-founders, and that is Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Are you there, Dr. Vanessa?
Yes, I am. Good morning, Minister Brenda. Thank you for those kind words. And to Minister Kai, thank you, thank you, thank you for hosting and greeting God's people, getting us situated so we can hear the sanctified word of God this morning. Welcome, Master's Call family, in this season where we're remembering whose birthday it really is all about, which is our Lord and Savior in a few days. We have a first-time speaker, which I am so honored to introduce and tell you a little bit about. If you've been listening to the Master's Call for any period of time over this year, you've heard her sweet, kind voice. And let me tell you a little bit about our anointed, appointed mouthpiece this morning. Evangelist Wanda Walker accepted the Lord as her personal Savior in 1984 at the Sunrise Missionary Baptist Church under the tutelage of Elder Jerome Lowery, the senior pastor of the church. She was later filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. After her spiritual conversion in 1984, the Lord had another plan for her. 3 years later, the Lord led Evangelist Wanda to Monument of Faith Evangelistic Church under the tutelage of Apostle Richard D. Hinton in Chicago, Illinois. Evangelist Wanda is currently a member and serves as an ordained minister. She received her ministerial license in the early 90s, and she has an anointing to preach, teach, and help hurting women who have suffered abuse. Evangelist Wanda has been working in the women's ministry as the financial secretary. She also is an assistant Sunday school teacher at Monument of Faith Evangelistic Church. Now, Evangelist Wanda has a call in her life to preach and teach the gospel of responsibility of Jesus Christ. She also has been a speaker at her church and various other churches in the Chicago area, as well as an annual revival held in Gary, Indiana. Now, Evangelist Wanda has spoken in retreats and was also a leader of a prayer group. She received a certificate from the School of the Prophets from New Global Destiny International World Vision Ministries in 2010. And Evangelist Wanda also received a certificate in intercessory prayer and biblical studies. She is an artist distributor. I'm honored that she is part of the Master's Call Prayer Warrior team. I want to introduce to some and present to others. We are honored for this mouthpiece who's coming with the message this morning, Minister Wanda Walker. The floor is yours.
God bless you, Pastor V. Thank you so much.
Good morning. I want you to speak up just a little bit more for me. Thank you.
Okay. Praise the Lord. Could you hear me now?
That's
you hear me better?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor B.
and thank God for you. I give God the glory. Thank him for this opportunity. Thank him for Pastor Pastor Roberts. Thank God for the TMC family. God bless you all. Excuse me. And I want to decrease, and I want him to increase and have his way. The title is Drop It, Let It Go, Case Dismissed, I Forgive You. We're coming from Matthew, the 5th chapter and the 44th verse, which says, But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. Matthew 18:21-22, and it reads, Then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me, and I forgive him, till 7 times? Jesus saith unto him, I say not unto thee unto 7 times, but until 70 times 7. And we're going to go to Mark, the 11th chapter, the 25th through the 26th verse. And it reads, And when you stand praying, forgive. If you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. And then we're going to go to Luke, the 17th chapter, and the 3rd and the 4th verse. And it says, Take heed to yourselves. If thy brother trespass against thee, rebuke him. And if he repent, forgive him. And if he trespass against thee 7 times in a day, and 7 times in a day turn again to thee, saying, I repent, thou shalt forgive him. And the last scripture coming from Luke 23rd chapter and the 34th verse reads, Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they parted his raiment and cast lots. And I just wanted to say, forgive. To give up the wish to punish or get even with not having, I'm sorry, let me start over. Forgive. To give up the wish to punish or get even with. Not have hard feelings. At or toward, to pardon and excuse, to give up all the claim to, not demanding the payment for, to forgive the debt, and the third one, that forgives, willingly to forgive. We have to have a willing heart, and all of us don't have a willing heart. God wants us to forgive. He don't want us to hold nothing towards nobody. God forgave us, so therefore he wants us to forgive. No matter what a person do to you, he still wants you to forgive. Peter asked, how many times should I forgive? Should it be 490 times that I should forgive? How many times? Jesus said, no, 70 times 7, which is 490 times. Should he count how many times he should forgive? No. God was just telling him, forgive unlimitedly. You know, don't count. You're not going to be able to count how many times a person come against you. He just wants us to be able to forgive them no matter what they do, no matter how they hurt you. He still wants you to forgive. Sometimes it's hard for us to forgive. You know, our flesh don't want to forgive. Our flesh wants to get revenge. But we have the Holy Ghost. And once we have the Holy Ghost, the Lord is there to help us. And we have a choice. It's left up to us. He's not going to make us forgive a person. It's of our free will. And you won't feel like it. But He wants us to do it anyway because it's going to bring them out of prison as well as us. We will release them. No matter what they did, we will release them if we forgive them. And God don't want us to be bitter. He wants us to be better. And that root of bitterness can come. It will end up there if you don't forgive them, if you don't let it go, if you don't say, Lord, help me, because sometimes it is hard to forgive them. It is hard to let it go. He said, don't allow. He don't want us to allow the bitterness to take root. He don't want us to have our lines clogged up. You know, it'll clog us. Our lines will be clogged if we have unforgiveness and bitterness and anger in our heart. He don't want us to have that. He want us to forgive. Jesus died on the cross. He came back here for us. He forgave us. Oh, he forgave me of my sins. How much more should I forgive others? He wants us to love people with the love of God that is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. He wants us to give it away. And as we give it away, as we forgive and forget, a lot of times we say, no, I ain't going to forget what they did. I'll forgive them, but I won't forget what they did. No, you will. Yes, you will. You will remember what they did sometimes, but when you remember it, you won't get bitter. You won't be angry. You will be able to say, Lord, forgive them. I forgive them, and you'll forgive them from their heart. He don't want you to keep talking about it, because if you keep talking about it, then that means you haven't forgiven them. Things have transpired years and years and years ago, and you're steady talking about it. You still talk about it because there's bitterness there, and you haven't forgiven them. God wants us to forgive. He wants us to let it go. He said, if you need to ask somebody to forgive you, go to them and ask them, because we don't want to leave here with bitterness or unforgiveness in our hearts. We want to be right before God so that he can get the glory out of our lives, so he can use us for his glory, so we can reach whomever God would have us to reach. And God wants us to forgive people from our hearts. When the enemy attacks me, I was like, oh, no, you know, I'm not going to forgive them. I'm just going to be to myself. When people hurt me, I said, oh, no, I'm just going to be, Lord, I'm going to be by myself. I don't want to be hurt anymore. I'm not going to forgive them for what they did. They know what they was doing, and so on and so forth. But God, let me know, how are you going to let your light shine? How are you going to love my people if you hold that unforgiveness in your heart? There's no way that you're going to make it to heaven with that in your heart, Monty. You must give it to me. You must allow me to help you. And I tell you, God is so good, because I began to ask him to help me. When I found out that I had a different father, after 25 years, my stepfather raised me. Nothing against him. He showed me love. But I found out that I had another father at the age of 25 years old through an argument. And I said, I will never forgive them for what they did. I'm not going to forgive my mother. I'm not going to forgive my sisters. They knew about it, and I didn't know about it. So I was saying, I'm not going to forgive them. I'm not going to do it. And God showed me the scripture. I hadn't even accepted him yet, but he showed me the scripture. He took me to the scripture, and he said, if you don't forgive them, I'm not going to forgive you. And I said, oh, Lord, help me. I don't know how to forgive. I don't know how to do this. And I tell you, God bless me. He began to show me. That's how I end up getting saved. He drew me through my pain, through my hurt, through my bitterness, through my anger. He drew me through my unforgiveness. And I tell you, I thank and praise God, because God enabled me to find my father. I had the faith to believe that I would find him. And he lived in California. God connected us through my uncle. And when I met him, there was a connection. There was a relationship. I began to see who I was. I saw things in my father that I didn't know what was going on with me. But I see that was in my father. So I just praise and thank God for blessing me to meet my father. And when I met my father, we built a relationship, and the Lord enabled me before my father left here on his dying bed, God enabled me to lead him to Christ. So I praise God, and I thank God because I had unforgiveness in my heart. I didn't want to forgive them, but there was no way that I could make it to heaven had I not. So now I tell you, I thank God for my mother. She could have aborted me, but she didn't. And I thank God for my stepfather. Hallelujah. He showed me love. And I thank God for my biological father because I was able to lead him to Christ. So I let it go. I dropped it. I dismissed it. And I forgive them, and I love them. And I thank God, hallelujah, for letting me know you must forgive. How much more did our Father send our brother Jesus to die on the cross for us? He forgave me. Who do I think I am to hold anything against anybody? Flesh wants to hold it, but the Spirit is always willing. So I want Christ to live through me. I want him to get the glory. So I have to move out of the way, and I have to let Christ reign and have his way. The case was dismissed. I let it go. I dropped it. I forgave them. I love you all. God bless you all. Pray for me in the hands of the host.
Praise God. Praise God. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. Awesome, awesome, awesome word, Minister Wanda Walker. We thank you so much for that awesome word of God. Forgive. Drop it. Let it go. Case dismissed. Praise God. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. And I'll ask you, Minister Wanda, if you will come back at the end to close us out with the benediction. Father, in the name of Jesus, we glorify you, Lord, for this day. Lord, we thank you that we have another opportunity to come before you and say, forgive us, Lord. Forgive us for all our trespasses. Forgive us for all our unworthiness. Forgive us for the things we've said, the things we've thought about, the things we've done, oh God. Lord, as we forgive others, Lord God, we're asking because we know that you've already forgiven us because you died on a cross for us. And we thank you, Father, for the opportunity to come before you, to bow at your feet and say, Lord, forgive us. We thank you, Father, for the blood of Jesus that washes us from all sins, all iniquities. And we glorify you, Father, because you have made us the righteousness of Jesus Christ. And with that being said, Lord, we're lifting up every prayer partner, every person that's on this call this morning, oh God. We're asking that you bless and keep them, strengthen them, Lord God. During this season, Lord God, let us remember the reason for this season, and it is to honor and glorify you, O God. It is to realize that if we had not been for the Lord on our side, we wouldn't be here today. We thank you, Father God, for those that are going through illnesses, Lord God. We lift up Robin's brother-in-law this morning, oh God, who went through a mini stroke, Wendell. We ask that you bless him, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for providing everything that he needs because you are the healer. You are Jehovah Rophi. And we thank you, Father God, for doing the work, not by might, it's not by power, but it's by the Spirit of the true and living God. So we thank you, Father, for touching him. And by the blood of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare that he is healed and whole. And we thank you in advance for doing the work, oh God, and that your name is being glorified. Father God, and all those that are going through illnesses, Joni, Lord God, who has been going through some trying times with illness, Lord God, but we decree and declare that she is healed and whole by the blood of the Lamb. And we thank you, Father, for restoring every part of her body, restoring every part of her ligament, restoring every part of her tissue in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father, for those that spoken and unspoken, Lord God, we lift them up and we say they are healed by Jesus Christ. We also lift up the bereaved families, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for President Valerie Garcia, Lord God, in the homegoing of her grandmother, Father. We thank you for comforting that family, Lord God, for strengthening them and realizing, Lord God, let them know, Lord God, to be absent from the body is to be present with you, oh God. And we thank you, Father, that you comfort them. They'll miss their loved one dearly, Father, but we know that you're the only one that can restore. You're the only one that can heal. You're the only one that can mend. And we thank you, Father, for doing the work in the blessed name of Jesus. Father God, we also lift up Brenda Robinson and her family, Lord God, and the homegoing of her mother, Father. And we thank you, Father God, that you're placing your arms around them, Lord God, that you're letting them know that you're there. You are Emmanuel, God with us. And we thank you for being with these families. And not only these families, Father, but the families around the country, those of the deceased, the cops, and all those that have lost their loved ones this week, this month, and this year, Lord God. We thank you for restoring, for doing a work, Lord God, and let them know, Lord God, that everything is still working together for the good of those that love you, who are called according to their purpose, to your purpose. And I thank you, Father, for every person on this call, that they will realize, Lord God, that we can let it go, let go, and let God allow the Holy Spirit to dwell among us. And we thank you, Father, in advance for doing the work. And those that are traveling, Lord God, we lift them up before you, Father, and we thank you, Father. We come against every spirit that may try to deter traveling grace, and we thank you, Father, that your grace is sufficient and that you'll be with them, that you're placing angels around every mode of transportation, Father God, as they're going to and from their destinations, Lord God. And we thank you in advance, Lord God, that you're being with our families, our loved ones, our friends, our neighbors, and everyone, Father, that so we desire that they travel safely, Lord God. We thank you in advance for being with them. And, Lord God, we thank you, Father, for this wonderful company, Artists International. We thank you for the family, the Diaz de Leon family. Father, we ask that you keep them in perfect peace, that you strengthen our papa and mother and all those that are pertaining to artists, Lord God, all those that are working, Lord God, all those distributors, all those that are in the mix, Lord God. We thank you, Father, that you're keeping our eyes to you, Lord. We're lifting our eyes to you, which cometh our help. We know our help comes from you, oh God. And we're thanking you, Father, for this wonderful woman, Minister Wanda, Lord God, for pouring in us, Lord God, to let us know, Father, that we need to forgive. So we ask, Father, that you continue to pour into her heart, her mind, her spirit, man, Lord God, that you strengthen her and her family, Lord God. Keep them in perfect peace. We thank you, Father, for using her as a mouthpiece this morning in such a special way, oh God. We thank you for the anointing that's on her life, Father God, and we glorify you, Lord God, that your work is going to continue through and through, and as you use this vessel, this precious vessel, Lord God, day by day. We thank you, Father, for all the things that you have done, those things that we have mentioned and that we haven't mentioned. We glorify you, Father, for blessing and keeping us and bringing us into perfect peace. In the mighty name of Jesus, we glorify you, Father, and we say thank you. Hallelujah and amen. Well, TMC family, I tell you, we got a word from the Lord this morning, and I know you want to go back and hear that awesome message. And that number is 712-432-1085. Again, that's 712-432-1085. And that pin is the same, 957-677-POUND. And remember that our prayer requests and all the praise reports, that and you can always go to our website and you can go to info@themasterscall.net and put in your praise reports and your testimonies. We want to hear from you. We want your prayer requests because that's what we do. We pray for you. And we thank God for each and every one of you. We asking that you be a blessing to Dr. Vanessa. I know she's not asking, but we're asking because this woman of God has blessed the masses, and we so appreciate her. And also, I want to mention that remember the reason for the season. It is Jesus Christ. He came that we have life and we have it more abundantly. So we say, God bless you. We look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. And don't forget, the motivational call is up next. And that number is 530-881-1300. Again, 530-881-1300. The PIN, 539-598-POUND. I'll bring it, Minister Wanda, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay,
thank
God bless you.
You too. Father God, we give our hearts to you, asking you to search it, and if anything that's not in there that's not pleasing to you, please take it out. Help us to forgive, Lord. We know the enemy is going to use people to continue to come against us, Lord, but it's okay because we have you, Lord God. You're going to help us through. Thank you for sending your son, Jesus, to die for us, to let us know we can forgive. Now, Father God, we ask that you will continue to have thine own way. Bless the founders, Lord, of this call in Jesus' mighty name. Bless my sisters and my brothers. We love you, Lord, and we need you. We sing kisses to you. Happy birthday, Jesus. God bless you all. Go and have a blessed day. Bye now.